Welcome. You're tuned in to The Rest of the Sermon, a podcast where we dive deeper into content, conversation, and application of Sunday's sermon at Westside Church in Poplar Bluff.
If you want more information, you can visit our website at westsidepb.org. If you have any questions you'd like answered on this podcast, you can email them to info@westsidepb.
Most importantly, it's all about Jesus.
I know I've got a lot of pastor friends, a lot of church volunteers, maybe you're on staff at a church, and there's a ton of things that when I started working at a church that I didn't know anything about. And when I became pastor at Westside, there was a lot that I didn't know about. And one of those things was church insurance. I'm in a board meeting, someone says, "What's our insurance policy?" And I'm like, "I have no idea." Listen, I don't care how much you paid for your seminary education, they don't teach you about church insurance. But listen, Westside has found a great resource at First Choice Insurance through our agent, Matt Phillips. First Choice Insurance is locally operated. It is family owned. They have a ton of insurance policies from A to Z. They've insured everything from airplanes, zoos, like legitimately, Matt told me that they've insured a lion before. So listen, if you work at a church, if you're a pastor and you're like, "Seminary did not teach me about church insurance," I want you to reach out to Matt Phillips at First Choice Insurance. The number is 573-686-2870. Again, that's Matt Phillips at First Choice Insurance, 573-686-2870, or you can check them out on Facebook. Again, family owned, locally operated, Matt Phillips, First Choice Insurance. Another shout out to another sponsor of the Rest of the Sermon podcast. This shout out goes to our great friends over at Smart Marketing right here in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Smart Marketing is a fantastic media company. And when I say media, I mean websites, graphic design, videography, anything that you need, Smart Marketing can do it. You need to head on over to Facebook, just type in Smart Marketing, and you'll see their cool light bulb logo pop up, and you can get a ton of information there. Or you can just give them a call, Smart Marketing at 573-840-0334. Again, that's Smart Marketing right here in Poplar Bluff, 573-840-0334. Back to the show. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the rest of the sermon. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode as usual. I'm in the studio by myself. The rest of our staff is off working extremely hard on our Easter at the Rogers big event that is coming up this weekend. So please be in prayer for our staff and our ministry leaders, as really this event is all hands on deck. And so we are so excited about this event and to be able to offer it to the community of Poplar Bluff. But I wanted to jump on here really quickly and just remind you of a few things and lay a few resources in front of you. As many of you guys know, this week is Holy Week. And the word holy literally just means separate and distinct. And this week is separate and distinct in Jesus's life. Actually, in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, a majority of the Gospels actually spend time writing more about the last 7 days of Jesus's life. So it begins on Palm Sunday, what we had this past Sunday, and then moves all week long leading up to Good Friday, the death of Jesus, Silent Saturday, and then Resurrection Easter Sunday. Actually, John's Gospel and John 13, from that chapter forward, and John has 21 chapters in it, everything else is literally about the last week of Jesus's life. So I wanted to lay a resource down in front of you. You can actually find it on our social media and on our Facebook page. It's actually called The Final Days of Jesus. And what this resource does is every single day, it will give you some scripture passages to read as literally You follow Jesus in his journey to the cross. If you go online, there's going to be on that resource some supplemental articles to dive as deep as you want into this. But listen, here's the whole reason why I think this is important. If this week really changed the entire world, but it doesn't affect the way that we live day to day, then the problem's not with Jesus. The problem is about us not orienting our life around Jesus. So you can go to our Facebook page. You can check out that resource. Also, we have our Good Friday service coming up this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. And let me brace you. If you have never gone to our Good Friday service and you say, man, what should I expect? I'm going to tell you this. It's a lot like a funeral because we really believe that Jesus died. So it's a dark service. All of the focus is on the cross. You're actually dismissed in silence. The chapel is pretty dark. It's just a really impactful, self-reflecting service as we realize what sin costs God on the cross. It's just incredible to really think that Jesus died in my place and for my sins. And so that's coming up this Friday. And then we have got Easter at the Rogers this Sunday. And I'm really just asking you podcast listeners to be in prayer for us as a church. Our heart behind this event is really to serve the community of Poplar Bluff. We want to love on people. There's free concession. There's photo booths. We want people to experience Easter in a way that they've never experienced it before, because we really believe that Jesus really lived, really died, and really rose again, and that that news can absolutely really change your life. And so that's going to be coming up on Sunday. Another thing that I want to remind you listeners of is that at our Easter event, 100% of the offering is going towards the restoration of the Rogers Theater. That's right. It's the biggest service that we hold every year as a church, and 100% of the offering is going towards the restoration of the Rogers, because our theme this year for Easter is all things new. And so how cool would it be to literally put our money where our mouth is, or literally our faith into action, and say, if we believe this is true, then we want this historical monument here in Poplar Bluff to be made new. So again, we've got a ton of resources for the final week of Jesus's life. We've got our Good Friday service this Friday from noon to 1, and our Easter service this Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Rogers Theater. We thank you guys for being so faithful and tuning in. We just ask that you would be in prayer for our staff this week as we are grinding it out for the glory of God. We love you guys so much. If you have any questions, shoot us an info, or shoot us an email rather, at info@westsidepb.org, or shoot our Facebook page a message. We love you guys, and until we meet again, next week, there will be a full episode of the rest of the sermon, and all the fun people will be in the room, and it won't be as boring with me. We love you guys. Blessings.